Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Kia ora, Rob. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing all right, actually.
That is good.
Sun's coming out. I actually went out the shop very early, see the sunrise. Beautiful.
Oh, that's very nice. That's very sort of seize the day of you, Rob. I appreciate that that energy.
You've got to take what you can at the moment,
haven't you? You do.
Now, I became aware of this story about 3 weeks ago, right? And I've been dwelling on it.
Thinking
about it. Not for 3 weeks, but on and off.
It's been in the back of your mind.
Yeah, and then I realised one of my many faults is I oversimplify things, which will become apparent quite soon.
Okay.
Just thought I'd put it out there. Right, a company along with the Harvard University, I don't know if you're aware of this, a company with a Harvard University professor have raised $15 million to resurrect the woolly mammoth.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, okay.
The woolly mammoth is one of those things that, like, I know it existed, but it feels very mythical to me, you know?
Yeah.
Right, okay. I'm going to go through the whole thing, and then we'll go back and we'll have a little discussion.
Okay.
Discussion out.
Right? Sounds good.
I've been watching a lot of Richard Dawkins and Christopher Hitchens, so I know all about debating and that.
I see.
Co-founder Ben Lamb of the company's called Colossal. It's a bioscience and genetics company. And Ben Lamb, a tech and software entrepreneur, and George Church, a professor of genetics at Harvard Medical School, who has pioneered new approaches to gene editing.
Whoa.
They've teamed up together for it now. Right. What their initial thing is, they want to create an elephant-mammoth hybrid.
Whoa.
Okay.
Wait, so right. like a, what is it when you have a donkey and a horse crossed over? What's that called?
I want to say mule.
It is a mule. So this is like the mule of woolly mammoths and elephants is what they're sort of trying to get here.
That's what they want to say. Now, there's a method that this is when it all fell over for me, because first off, I thought, oh, they're probably doing it just because they say they want to do it.
Yeah.
They're actually doing it for a reason, which I'm blessed them for it, but it's ridiculous. in my opinion anyway, but who knows. They're making the embryos in the lab that carry mammoth DNA, which they've got from mammoth hair.
Oh my god, and so I presume they've dredged that up from some sort of fossil or big ice or something.
Because everything's melting, they're finding like mammoths are all over the gap.
Oh god.
That is
a
silver lining to a depressing situation, maybe?
Yeah. Now, as I said, I've been really thinking about this, and the reason they're doing it is they want to introduce a cold-resistant elephant that's going to look and behave like a mammoth, that will enjoy temperatures about minus 40 and do elephant-y things and knock down trees, which, according to them, will restore former Arctic grasslands and help with climate change. Now,
This is my thing, right? It's too much.
Now, I've seen the Ice Age movies.
So have I. Great movies.
Dogs. And the beginning of that, everything's melting, right? And the mammoths are, like, running away, and then they'll go away. Now, we're going to introduce something that is going to go in. We're going to produce an elephant with a fur coat, and we're going to put it in. The planet's warming up.
I can see your point there, Rob. I see your point
Plus, like, when these elephants and all that, they learn from the older ones, right? So you're going to get these group of, whatever they're going to call them, wandering around going, oh, what are you doing now? Because they don't know what to do.
Yeah, this is an interesting, I mean, I don't know how I feel about this. I feel like in some ways it's cool. If it actually helps with climate change, a great thing.
Yeah, but how many do you reckon you're going to have to, it's going to take years?
It's going to take quite a lot,
And fair play, you're going to need thousands of them.
You're going to need a lot. It's going to take more than two woolly mammoth elephants to fix this problem.
Trampling around.
I do what, and as well, over that 3 weeks, I actually watched Jurassic Park.
Oh, nice.
And I thought, you know what, I think they must have watched that because it's
life finds a way.
Right, it's just, you know, I basically injected a frog with a bit of DNA and then 3 weeks later you got Tyrannosaurus rexes wandering all over the place. But it don't work like that.
Well, that is how science works, surely, isn't it, Rob?
I think it's a fantastic idea, but you're wasting your time.
We've had some texts from people who've got suggestions for other things we could be bringing back in the meantime. One person's reckoned the mower would be pretty cool. How buzzy would it be to be just walking around and there'd be these giant freaking birds just also walking around?
They're dangerous. Because they're like, they come up and dinosaurs, we would be in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, yeah. Every time I go into any sort of natural history museum and I see a more sculpture or statue, I'm just like baffled that they actually used to exist quite recently as well in the long history of the world.
Yeah, they're super cool.
They're such bizarre looking animals, eh? So I kind of agree with you here on the more front there person. Maybe that would be more interesting for us than a woolly mammoth elephant crossover.
$15 million, I suppose, in the scheme of things, isn't a lot of money when they do. But like, try something else. I mean, I don't know what, but you know.
Get a new hobby.
Science is pretty cool.
Like, they must be. What is going on?
Oh, Rob.
They wouldn't have a clue, would they?
I reckon if we gave you $15 million to research something, we'd get a way cooler sort of hybrid animal.
Oh, you'd never start.
I don't know. The woolly mammoth is pretty cool.
Yeah, but. It's a safe for it to be any help. You'd have to have thousands of them.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it's true.
Anyway, that's it.
I love that.
I think oversimplifying things helps.
Oversimplifying things does help. Someone says that we should leave it alone and humans messing with things hasn't worked well so far. I mean...
Exactly.
You make a good point there too, Texter. Thanks
I'm
for
I'm just
that.
Here for the ride. Bring on the mammoths.
Bring back
the
dinosaurs.
I don't care anymore.
You have picked us a very good track today, Rob. A bit of a classic. What is it?
Yes. It's Spellbound by Susie and the Banshees. I had a Susie and the Banshees day the other day.
Oh,
it was brilliant.
Good day. Okay. Very good day. Hey, we miss you in the studio, Rob, but we'll see you soon, hopefully. And I hope you're taking care.
Yeah. I think you'll see a woolly mammoth. No, you won't. No, just kidding. Yeah.
Hey, we'll see you later, Rob. Ka kite.
See you soon. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye.
Take care.
From the cradle bars comes a beckoning voice that sends you spinning. You have no choice. You hear laughter.
That is Susie and the Banshees with Spellbound, picked for us by the Bard of Bollocks himself this morning. Thank you very much, Rob.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
Alrighty. We-